fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam, let's get that farm tip of the week, because you got about 8 minutes. You got to be out the door.
Yeah, so what I want to talk about today is balance. When you're shooting, why is balance so important? Now, the brain doesn't like the body to be off balance. When the body's off balance, it subconsciously slows your trigger finger down. And one of the things I noticed about the guy that broke the record for a basic student this past weekend was his balance, his shooting position was better than the other students. Therefore, he could manage the recoil of the gun and run his trigger finger very well. So with good trigger control, only letting the trigger back to the reset point, and good balance, that equaled speed. And what is the right position to be in when you're trying to shoot multiple targets quickly? Well, you want to be as square to the target as possible. You want to have a slight flex in your knees. And you need to have your hips back and your bent at the waist forward a lot more than you feel comfortable doing it initially. And what that allows is for you to shoot multiple shots and the gun not move you backwards. Most people, if they shoot 6 shots quickly, their nose will be 5 inches further back at the end of that shot string than it was when they started. A professional shooter is going to hold his position while shooting. His nose won't move back a quarter of an inch. The gun is not moving a professional shooter because of that balance, because the hips are back, the shoulders are forward, you're not squatting low, bending the knees a lot, you're just getting a slight athletic flex to your knees. And if you want to know what that position looks like, look at a linebacker lining up in the NFL right before the ball is snapped. Look at his body position. He's balanced. He's in an athletic position, and that's the position you want to be in when you're trying to run your pistol, your rifle quickly.
Roger that. All right. Well, I mentioned before how Tai Chi helped me in my pistol shooting tremendously. It's an ancient martial arts technique, and about the third class, I realized that, man, if I incorporate this in my pistol shooting, I'm going to be a lot better. Whatever it takes to achieve that, which is what you need to do, right, Sam?
Right, and you can have someone video you from the side while you're shooting. Make sure that the video sees your nose relative to something past your nose, so you can see if your body is actually moving back as you shoot multiple shots quickly. If it is, then the weight's not on the front half of your feet, and your hips aren't far enough back, and your shoulders aren't far enough forward. You don't want to curve your back. You want to bend at the waist and get that recoil force to be transmitted down your spine, down your legs, into the ground. That's the goal.
Absolutely. Well, I think Scott still is. Maybe we wrap up our conversation with Scott before you run out the door. Scott, you still there?
Yes. Sam was going to respond to something, the violent.
Yeah, I was hoping that everyone would call the mayor of Cuba, New York, and call the police department and very politely give them a piece of your mind and tell them what you think about violating citizens' rights. And I hope there's 100,000 listeners today that tie up their phones for the next 3 days. That's disgusting what's going on in Cuba, New York, and somebody needs to hear about it. That's what I think.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Scott, thank you. Well, you got about 3 minutes here, Sam, before you need to scoot out the door. Any final comments for us, sir?
Yeah, I think that the only way we get our country back is to fix elections, starting at the local level, the school boards, the city councils, the county councils, then the state legislatures. And we've got to get rid of the consolidation of power in the state legislatures. If we can get to paper ballots with a carbon copy, free and fair elections, get involved in the political process, and decentralize the power that the speaker and the Senate pro tems have in the state legislatures, we can eventually fix the problems at the federal government. We need to take care of our own house first.
I would add, too, that paper ballots counted at the precinct level.
That's yes, sir.
Important.
That's important. No computerized anything when it comes to elections.
No. And you're looking at 200 or 300 pieces of paper. For four or five adults to count those, it's just a matter of a few minutes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Well, John, I've got to head out to the hospital.
I know you do.
And I wish you guys luck, and thanks for having me. Let freedom ring, brother.
Roger that. We'll have you back next Monday. Be
we'll
safe,
see you.
Sam. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Open lines at 512-248-8252. Do a segue here, entirely different topic. Here's a headline at the Epoch Times. I'm a subscriber to the Epoch Times. It's primarily a publication dedicated to exposing the horror of the Chinese Communist Party, but they were a great reporting agency. They have a great newspaper. I subscribe to the newspaper. Let's see. This article is, here's the title of the article. COVID vaccines causally linked to increased mortality resulting in 17 million deaths, scientific report. The author is Megan Redshaw. Is published yesterday, the first day of October. And here's the first paragraph of this report. A new scientific report challenges the idea that COVID-19 vaccines have prevented deaths after researchers assessed all-cause mortality, very important term, all-cause mortality in 17 countries, and found COVID-19 vaccines did not have any beneficial effect on reducing mortality. Now, that right there is a massive statement. I'll repeat the last bit of that sentence. COVID-19 vaccines do not have any beneficial effect on reducing mortality. Next sentence. It's a two-sentence paragraph. Instead, researchers found that unprecedented peaks in high all-cause mortality in each country, especially among the elderly population, when COVID-19 vaccines were deployed, coincided with the rollout of third and fourth booster doses. As I've said dozens of times for a number of months, we're in the middle right now of the worst crime in human history. Am I the only one saying it? No. Who else is saying it? Well, I can give you one example. That would be Dr. Michael Yaden, the former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. That's what this man is saying. You take one look at Dr. Yaden and say, yep, there's a guy who spent 30 years indoors. But we need that kind of guy and gal. We need that. It's a short list of men and women with the curriculum vitae of Dr. Michael Yaden, the bio of Dr. Michael Yaden. Probably 100 men and women or less out of 8 billion people on the planet who could ever reach that level of expertise, being the vice president at Pfizer and director of medical research at Pfizer, specializing in virology. Looks like we have Eric from New York calling back. And Eric, do you have the phone number for the mayor, please?
I do. Thank you so much. Okay, the mayor for the town of Cuba, New York, is a woman. Her name is Lee James. Her first name is Lee, L-E-E. Last name, James, J-A-M-E-S. Her phone number is 585-968-8113. Once again, that's 585-968-8113. 585-968-8113. And by the way, the name of the chief of police in Cuba, New York, is Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N, last name Birch with a U, B-U-R-C-H. Dustin Birch is the chief of police of the town of Cuba, who took this man's guns based on a bogus restraining order and is now refusing to return the guns, even though the county state Supreme Court judge ordered it in writing, not a verbal, this is all written out. And they're not returning anybody's calls or returning the guns. They're just keeping them. And so I think if people could get involved here, and John, God bless you for allowing this your broadcast to be used as a platform for activism, because we are delegated to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word. And as Psalms 94:16 says so wonderfully well, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? So I encourage everybody to get on the phone today, do something, put up some crowns in heaven. You have a mission for the day. You can actually do something. We have a lot of, you know, people who are looking for something to do. Here's something you can do that would be really beneficial to a veteran's freedom and his right to keep and bear arms. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate you letting me air this out. John and Sam, God bless you, and thank you,
Eric,
so much.
Eric, don't get away. I got some questions for you, Eric. You're an active guy in the community of New York State. Which community in New York do you live in, if I may ask?
Yes, I live in Allegheny County, New York, in a small town called Angelica.
Allegheny County. Yep. Thank you. Now, when you're out and about, what percentage of men and women would you say are wearing masks right now in the first week of October?
About as close to zero as you can get.
Outstanding. Are there any now? COVID 2.0 is really underway already. What discussions, if any, are you hearing about any about new vaccines, lockdowns, mask wearing, anything like that? What are you hearing, if anything?
Well, people have had it with all this government overreach. They're not believing. They're not drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak, anymore. Governor Cuomo, when he was governor previously during the height of COVID, was lamenting that only 14% of the people in the upstate New York rural communities took the shot. 86% of the people in my area said nope. That was before. Now it's the numbers are even wider. I would say, you know, 90%, probably 96 to 97% of the people are going to refuse any future mandates, lockdowns, masking, and vaccinations. So that bodes very well. You know, I want people to realize that, you know, New York is not one sprawling city with a bunch of suburbs.
Right.
It's very rural up here. A lot of gun owners. Everybody's upset at the government. Everybody's arming up. Everybody's buying ammo. And people are ready for the worst case scenario, but praying for the best.
I got a follow up on that. One of my neighbors, he will go around to the men in the neighborhood, take their orders for ammunition by in case lots, then drive up to Winchester Olin up in Alton, Illinois, take delivery of that at the factory, and come back and then distribute those cases to the men in the neighborhood. 9mm, 223, 45, and so forth.
I love it. We have a similar situation going on here because of the recent gun laws that stemmed from the shooting at the supermarket. You now have to have a background check to buy ammunition in New York, and they don't even let you go through the feds. It's the New York State Police only, and it's the New York State Police Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force that's doing this. And so it's not just your typical state police, officer doing it. All the background checks are going through the Joint Terrorism Task Force. So they're looking at all gun owners now as terrorists. Nobody wants to go through a background check as if they were buying a firearm to buy ammunition. So everybody's going down to Pennsylvania, filling up the car and bringing it back. And now they've created a huge black market for ammunition. And people are really waking up, because every time one of these laws gets passed, it wakes up another couple hundred thousand people.
Is the gasoline in Pennsylvania less expensive than New York State, sir?
It is slightly less expensive, but I'm really close to PA, so we're only about 20 miles north of the Pennsylvania state right. line, so our prices are kind of similar to what you'd see in Pennsylvania, but everything here is better than it is in the city, and so we're, and I find everybody, I struck up a conversation with a guy in the supermarket, a total stranger, I just walked by, he looked at me, nodded his head, said hi, and I figured something told me to say something, I said, hey, is this country as screwed up as I think it is? He said, oh, my God, don't get me going. We talked for half an hour. I mean, that's the way it's going right now. You can just go up to a stranger, cold call, and start talking to him about tyranny and off the tracks, America. And I think people are really waking up, and I think, they're not going to push us over as easily as they think they are.
Roger that. Well, Eric, we appreciate the update. Anything else before you get away?
That's it. And God, once again, God bless you. Thanks for letting me air all this out. And I encourage people to make these calls today. Cuba, New York, is the center of tyranny for today. And wait till you hear about the update I have for you next week in El Dorado County, California. I'm researching a case out there, and I think you'll be interested
in that
as well. Okay,
well, research it and get back with us next week. That'd be great.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless. Thanks, Sam.
Okay. Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Back to the COVID vaccination clot shot, and this article published by the Epoch Times. This is based on a report that was published September 17th, just about 2 weeks ago. The outfit publishing it is the Correlation Research in the Public Interest. And it's not a peer-reviewed article. It quantified the vaccine dose fatality rate for all ages, which is the ratio of inferred vaccine-induced deaths to vaccine doses delivered in a given population. Very important analysis. After analyzing mortality data, the researchers calculated a mean of all ages fatal toxicity by injection of the vaccine of one death per 800 injections across all ages and countries. This equates to 17 million COVID-19 vaccination-related deaths worldwide from 13.25 billion injections as of September 2nd. Now, that's a simple mathematical problem, isn't it? If you have 1 in 800 people die, that would be 17 million out of 13.25 billion. Is there any precedence for this? I don't believe so. I don't believe the Spanish flu in 1918, 1917 killed that many in that short a period of time. I might be wrong. I think it was 50 million worldwide, they estimate, from the Spanish flu. So it's approaching the levels of the Spanish flu, if it was 50 million. I don't recall the specific numbers offhand. But it's growing. Spanish flu, it was a genuine virus. As it moved forward, it kept changing, becoming less fatal. That's what happens with viruses. They keep mutating. As they mutate, they become less fatal. This crime. Because it is a crime committed by men and women who have been behind it, which is men and women in the pharmaceutical industry, media, and government, all combined to make this crime move forward. Here's a break. We'll be right back. The call number is 512-248-8252.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Did you wake up rested and refreshed this morning? Did you? I'm asking, did you? If not, you need an energy cleaner. Pain issues, same thing. If you got pain issues, you need an energy cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order for your energy cleaner using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, right there at my website. You can mail me a check or money order. My address is there also. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. A little historical reference here to news presenter, I guess we'll call him, was on Fox News back in about 2009 when I put a video out to all the ABC and NBC network news and production folders called their FTP, File Transfer Protocol folders. And later that fall, Stuart Shepard got on his Fox News Shep thing with all his big monitors all over the set, you know, saying real briefly that now we find out that the microphones can be on these cell phones when you think the phone is off. And between that and Daniel Ellsberg asking William Binney in a restaurant is the microphone on this thing on and listening when I think it's turned off? And Benny said yes, and then moved on to talk about all the platforms or domains that can be collated to assemble all the data, granular data, on all of us. And the reason I bring this up is the Spanish court ruled the software mogul John McCaffrey's death was suicide. I don't believe it. He tried to market a phone which had a physical hard switch on the battery, the SIM chip, the microphone, and plastic doors over the camera. His target price was $700. He ran for president, and this video that New York Post has posted yesterday is the Stuart Shepard video from when he was found dead, supposedly from suicide, and it's got the clips of Stuart Shepard kind of poking fun at his run for presidency and making him out to be paranoid. Well, paranoid or not, he wasn't detached from reality. And of course, Reuters is basically who the New York Post is regurgitating here. And so they're still trying to get the generally dumb public to stereotype, demonize, whatever, the average person who is aware of just how much spying these devices are doing on us. And if they have to trash McCaffrey's reputation in the process, no big deal. He could be thrown under the bus without much cost to anybody. And I don't particularly like the guy. I thought he'd come off as a kind of arrogant. A lot of his stunts and stuff was amusing. But his, you know, he had an audience, he had a following that probably would have really bought into that phone, and it would have forced the market to have to accept that as a valid consumer demand product.
Right.
So they would have started doing that. A lot of models would become available.
Absolutely. It would be a very desirable feature, right?
I thought I'd mention that because I was intimately tied to that story going all the way back into the mid-90s, at least 4 years before the Patriot Act. I knew what was going on.
Roger that.
William Benny and his lawyers had blown me off. Electronic Frontier Foundation has blown me off. ACLU blown me off. So, you know, live in a hijacked clown world state where we're simply resources to be exploited.
That's what we are.
William Binney simply says they've scrapped the entire legal system. There is no freedom of association if the government's watching you. Everything you do, everybody you're associated with. You can't go to a strategy meeting to plan who you're going to put on the board of the local school board, even. If there's Freemasons on both executive committees for each of your Tweedledum and Tweedledee political parties, and they're planning on who to run against whoever to, all right, you guys won last time, we want somebody in there, right? And then you're right. Going to plan to put somebody on there who's maybe a Christian advocate of getting rid of the curriculum of woke in favor of teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. You go to a meeting to plan how you're going to do that, and you're being watched. The state, the deep state, is so weak it cannot have that sort of thing. It's COINTELPRO on steroids.
Anything else, Mike?
No, that's it. Thank you for
taking my call. Okay, thanks for the call. We have a 5-minute break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bayonets.
Lay me down in the cauldron where I fall. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Something that more people need to recognize is there's more than one Joe Biden pretending to be the president. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we have a panel with two photographs of two different Joe Bidens, or maybe at least three. But it says, which is the real POTUS, President of the United States? New video just posted in the last hour at my website. Here's the title of it. When an imposter claims to be Joe Biden and no one speaks up, it proves that we live in a world filled with lies, clowns, and deception. To the Joe Bidens, my belief, and this is changing, of course, as we get more information, my belief at the moment is the real Joe Biden has the detached earlobe, the fake one, one of the fake ones who speaks a lot in public, has an attached earlobe. Two very distinctive differences. I did, to my own satisfaction, I observed the State of the Union address in January. It was a fake Joe Biden with the attached earlobe that gave that State of the Union. Now, kings, presidents, dictators, potentates have had body doubles for centuries. There was nothing new about that. To not expose the person to harm, in a public gathering, let them walk down some steps or wave or be in a parade, something like that, where the real president is protected. There's nothing new about that. What's different and what's wrong is having the make-believe president actually give the State of the Union address and other things of great importance that the real president should be doing. That's just something to put in the mix and to incorporate in everything else we're doing and learning about here. Let's go back to COVID vaccination. And that article published at the Epoch Times, published yesterday, the first day of October. We got Mark in Pennsylvania. Let's go ahead and take our caller. Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, sir.
Yes. There's a video out there that I stumbled across a couple of weeks ago, and it was about this lady. She does YouTube videos, and basically she critiques like TikTok conspiracy stuff or whatever. And there's these what they call skin masks. Are you familiar with those? Like these, like latex type of skin.
Yeah, they use them in Hollywood all the time. But go ahead.
Okay, so do you know how expensive they are to make?
I imagine they're expensive, but I don't know the dollar amount. Do you?
I heard, I don't know, I mean, it sounds very far-fetched. I've heard that there, like, could be up to $1 million to make one. I'm not sure. But then somebody else said, you know, multiple thousands of dollars to make. The point is, like, you wouldn't make something like that unless you're going to use it. And my contention is, on some of these videos, they got, like, tables of these masks. There's already a Donald Trump mask. And there's already a Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un mask that was right next to it. I contend that when that meeting took place, it wasn't the real Donald Trump. They don't make, they're not going to spend the money to make this stuff unless they're going to use it. Now, something else coming across some information, there's a movie, they pulled the movie, you can't watch it online, you'd have to order it, but the movie's called Into the Belly of the Beast, and I guess you'd have to watch the director's cut. And this is where these guys, the Fall Brothers of, I guess, their little company is called End Time Productions. You can look up an interview that they did, and it's titled on YouTube called Supernatural Beings in Control of America, where they go over and they discover and they expose that there is a satanic ritual that takes place whenever somebody is getting sworn in to be the president. And that this person is to be the Antichrist. If they got a mask of Donald Trump, who's to say at one point that somebody could be putting on a mask, going out and making a public engagement as Donald Trump? Everybody's always worried about, hey, he might get shot. He gets a head wound. 3 days later, the real Donald Trump comes back with not a scar because it wasn't him to begin with. And now you got a ruler that a lot of evidence is pointing to he could be the one that everybody is going to know as the Antichrist. I mean, he's already loved. I could go through countless examples of research that I came up for this. I realize people are not going to want to believe it because here's the thing. The Antichrist is going to be loved by Christians the most. That's how he's going to get into power. So, word to the wise people, you need to do some research and don't get caught off guard. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks for the call. Well, looking at what Mike just told us, Mark told us, just because something can exist doesn't mean it does exist. I live in a world of evidence. So going to, say, a mask for Donald Trump, yes, a skin mask, a face mask for Donald Trump could exist. Does that mean it does exist? Not really. Ladies and gentlemen, in the world of evidence as opposed to speculation. Everybody speculates. It's a very natural human response to speculate about any given topic. But let's stay in the world of evidence as opposed to speculation. We got open lines, by the way. Call number is 512-248-8252. Next paragraph in this article that says the following. This would correspond to a mass iatrogenic event that killed 0.006% of the world's population. That's one death per 470 living persons in less than 3 years. And did not measurably affect, did not measurably prevent any deaths. So it killed 1 in 470 living persons. It did not prevent any deaths at all, the author said. The overall risk of death induced by COVID-19 vaccines is 1,000 times greater. That's 1,000% greater than previously reported in data from clinical trials, adverse event monitoring, and cause of death statistics obtained from death certificates. This is alarming, this is disturbing, and this is reality based on facts. I met a friend of mine over the weekend. I was at a British car show. My Triumph GR6 was entered in the British car show. He and his family came to visit, and no surprise, he is a liberal always has been. And he got the COVID clot shot and three boosters. He recently returned from Europe where he says he caught new variant of COVID and was sick for 3 weeks. And he blames that on the new variant, not knowing that the COVID vaccination and the boosters have basically wrecked his immune system. And probably the immune system of his whole family is liberal. Great friend, great guy, and I'm really sorry to hear that he has inadvertently committed suicide. Him, his wife, his adult children. I'm so sad to hear that. But then my daughter has done the same thing. She and her husband have inadvertently committed suicide along with their twin children. They're now seniors in high school, a boy and a girl. Most problems can be fixed with money or other things. This is one that can't. Now, there's protocols to detox from these clot shots. I don't know how successful they'll be. I really don't. I hope they are. I hope they will be completely, highly successful, are completely successful, and will help people get past the issues caused by the COVID clot shots. I truly hope and pray for that to be the case. Next paragraph in this article, all-cause mortality is the death rate from all causes of death for a population in a specific time period. I'm going to read that again. All-cause mortality is the death rate from all causes of death for a population in a specific time period. That's one of the things I've been looking at now for 2 years. It was years ago this fall that the insurance executive up in Indianapolis at a conference revealed, I think at the time he mentioned, a 17% increase in all-cause mortality. This is an insurance executive with a life insurance company, and that has only increased. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. A lot of this evidence you talk about is deliberately not disclosed, even if you were to ask for it, I'm sure, in a court case. And we know that the military routinely holds patents back because they want to use that technology. And for years and years, and one time in a conversation with my son, who was in the Army for 20 years, I said, well, the government, you know, they've got technology they're not going to release for a long time, 30, 40 years. And he said, right before he got out, he says, yeah, I was working on something that wasn't supposed to be released till around 2050, I think he said. He basically went through the books that they used to repair certain equipment, I think he was talking about. I don't know, but, you know. So you're not going to get evidence for some of this stuff for years and years.
Well, we got enough to show what's going on with all-cause mortality. That's publicly available, and it's been publicly discussed now for 2 years.
I'll tell you what, Dave Hodges, he had a couple of good interviews last week. This doctor and PhD, Anna Mihailacek, I'm not sure if that's correct pronunciation. She has worked with a lot of frequency stuff or investigated it, and hers was really good. And then a couple days later, he had Sherry Edwards on, who has the Sound Health Options.
Right.
And Sherry basically confirmed what Naomi Wolf has her team came out with after getting the Freedom of Information Act and stuff from Pfizer on the way they deliberately were targeting particularly women's fertility things.
Right.
So, you know, anyway, that's all I had, John.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call
Matthew?
Matthew Reif?
Yeah, is he going to be on again this week, or is he just going to be on?
He'll be on every Friday for the second hour for the time being, yes.
Okay, cool. That was a very good interview.
He's a brilliant young man. And,
yes. I wonder what his IQ is, because he's...
Well, it's right up there, obviously. And like I said, I've been waiting a quarter century for somebody to put the Reif machine back into production, and Matthew has done that.
That's
anything
cool.
else, Sherry?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Sherry's right, of course, that the government withholds lots of details, lots of information. They obscure, they obfuscate. They've been doing that for decades. Nothing new about that at all, on one hand. On the other, we have what we need already to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the COVID-19 vaccinations are killing and hurting people. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. The information is readily available. The next sentence in this paragraph at the Epoch Times, following the discussion about all-cause mortality, it says, this is the most reliable data for detecting and epidemiologically characterizing events driving death and for measuring the population-level impact of any surge or collapse in deaths from any cause. And that's very true. All-cause mortality. A body is a body, and they can't, at least in the current situation, they can't hide the fact that people are dying. And all-cause mortality is exactly that. Heart attacks, automobile accidents, suicide, murder, every kind of cancer disease you can imagine. It's all part of all-cause mortality. And that can't be hidden. And that's what's being talked about in the insurance industry and others as to what's really going on. When you go from a 17%, let's take that as a baseline. I think it may be 2 or 3 points higher than that. I'm pretty confident, and if we have anybody who's looking into this more deeply than I have, please call in. I'm pretty confident there's no precedence in the United States of America for a 17% increase in all-cause mortality. Pretty sure we didn't have that in the Spanish flu 1917, 1918. It was damaging. It was deadly. But I don't believe the increase in all-cause mortality was 17%. That's what we're looking at. Heart attacks, turbo cancer, related things. People just dying that shouldn't be dead. People in their 20s and 30s getting, from the time they're diagnosed with cancer till they're dead, anywhere from a few weeks to 6 months, there's no precedence for that, getting these strange and bizarre cancers that hardly anybody's heard of again. Of course, what ties into this is at my website, we have the list of side effects, what I call direct effects of Pfizer, 9 pages, single spaced, at thelibertyman.com. that a judge forced Pfizer to release. Pfizer wanted to hold on to these for decades into the future. What was it, 50 years? By then it wouldn't matter anymore, would it? That's what a judge forced them to release, that list of side effects. And I'm no healthcare professional on one hand. On the other, I've talked to healthcare professionals who've looked at this list, and they say, John, I'm seeing things here I never heard of before. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right. Hopefully that would be the U.S. Marines in the future, just a couple of two, three blocks from the White House, preparing to arrest all the Joe Bidens, all three of them, or four of them, however many they are. Okay, it's a good way to wrap up the show. Here's a quote from Stephanie Seneff. She's a senior research scientist at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, where she told Epoch Times in an email. Here's what she says. All-cause mortality is a good feature to use in statistical medical analysis, since there is no ambiguity in whether someone has died or not. Very true statement, very accurate. She goes on to say, it is highly disturbing that these authors have found a consistent trend among 17 countries showing a significant increase in all-cause mortality coinciding with extensive COVID vaccine rollout. Their estimate of one death in for every 800 injections globally is alarming. So back in the 70s, we had the swine flu vaccine. Five people died, and they shut down the entire thing. Five people died. Now we're at the estimates based on this research is 17 million have died from the COVID vaccination. What's changed? What's changed? Well, a lot has changed in the, not quite a half century since the swine flu vaccine in the mid-70s. What's changed is a system that allows them to get away with this. That's what's changed. In the 1970s, they couldn't get away with it. I'm not sure what their goal was then with the swine flu vaccine. But I didn't get it, thank goodness. I know one woman in particular, another doctor of my wife's friend, another chiropractor, her life was ruined by the swine flu vaccine. And there's tens of thousands of people still suffering right now from the swine flu vaccine that they received in the mid-1970s. I was real close to getting it. My wife at the time said, John, you don't need that. And I said, thank goodness. The media was very convincing that it was the right thing to do. I almost fell for it. And if it hadn't been for my wife, who was a registered nurse, I may have fell for it. Thank goodness I didn't. Well, we're about to wrap this up today. Tomorrow we'll have the Leon Green with us first thing in the morning. Then we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable. Wednesday, Jeff Nyquist and Professor McCanny. Thursday, we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz. And Friday, we'll have Marie Lassiter. And I think we'll have, we'll have Scott or Evan with us. I'm not sure which without looking back to my calendar here real quickly. Looks like we'll have Pastor Bell with us this coming Friday also. A good week, as always, to get information out, take your questions and comments at Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. We're still not quite self-sufficient. We're looking to become so. So please consider making a donation on a monthly basis, if you can, at the Republic Broadcasting website. That will help us stay on the air and continue to get the word out to as many people as possible. That's our goal, to get the word out to as many people as possible. That's it for today. Get your medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils, now while you can, your pharmacy and mission. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the very large state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.